Hi, welcome back to the Ali Perspective, and I'm Kayla Ali, and let's jump right into it. The NBA is kicking off the 2025 playoffs, and while we still have one more play-in game coming up, we already have 6 of the 8 playoff series already locked and loaded, okay? First, we're going to have in the East, hold on, guys, let me make sure I get it right for you. In the East, we have the Pacers versus the Bucks, the Knicks versus the Pistons, and the Celtics versus the Magic. Now, the Cavs will either play Miami or Atlanta. I think Miami is going to be the team that pulls off the win in the playoff, in the play-in tournament, to get that, to lock in the AFC to play the Cavs. Now, I'm going to hold off on predictions just yet because I'm not going to lie. I want to see how the first game goes. I want to be able to really assess it. I've been watching a lot of other sports and I haven't really focused in on NBA. In order for me to get an informed decision and pick out the right picks, I'm going to watch the first games and I'm going to get back with you guys, okay? But I'm really excited to see the Pacers and the Bucks. In the East, I'm really excited to see how that series goes. The Pacers are ranked 3rd. The Bucks are ranked 6th. And the Bucks are getting Damian Lillard back. The doctors have finally cleared him after his blood clots. And they said that the medication they put him on got rid of the clots. He will no longer be on blood thinners. And the doctors feel really good about him starting the playoffs. So I'm going to keep an eye on that one specifically. Also, another one to keep your eye on, the Celtics and the Magics. Now, I think the Celtics will pull it off, but the Magic is going to be a tough matchup. They have some really, really good athletes over there led by Paolo Banchero, and they also have some people on the team that have playoff experience that are used to being in that spot. So those are going to be some really good matchups to watch. But I'll give you my predictions next episode. So you got to come back next week, guys. And now in the West, we have the Nuggets and the Clippers, Lakers versus the Timberwolves, the Rockets versus the Warriors, and OKC will either play the Mavs or the Grizzlies. We have to wait for that play-in game. Now, I think between the Mavs and the Grizzlies, I think the Grizzlies will be the team to lock in at AFC. But, I mean, it's going to be really hard. The Mavs, I know they don't have Kyrie Irving, but they look really good. Klay Thompson has kind of found his stroke again, and he looks comfortable. So I'm excited to see how that matchup. The matchup I'm definitely going to keep my eye on. I have 2 again, just like I had in the East. The Lakers and the Timberwolves, that's definitely going to be a matchup to look at. I mean, you have Ant. He's just a superstar. And, of course, with Luka, LeBron, AR-15, Austin Reeves, that is going to be a really fun matchup to watch. I know we're going to be seeing a lot of memes coming out of that game, as well as just intensity. I think that's going to be a really good matchup. Next, we have the Rockets and the Warriors. The Rockets are a really good young team who just doesn't have that playoff experience yet, but you know that in a couple more years, they're going to be a really hard team to beat. But then you have the Warriors. I mean, you have Jimmy Buckets. We know what playoff Jimmy can do. We see how playoff Jimmy elevates the team. I mean, he dropped 38 points in the play-in game to secure them the 7th seed. And, of course, Curry. I mean, Curry has been having a phenomenal season, even at the age of 37. So that's going to be a really fun series to watch. And whoever OKC plays, whether it's the Mavs or the Grizzlies, that's going to be a tough matchup for them. But I mean, OKC is the number one seed for a reason. They've looked really good all season. So I'm excited for that matchup as well. So like I said, next week, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you guys all my predictions. But I want to see some of these games play out. I want to see how the matchups look, okay, so I can give you an informed pick. Okay, now moving on, the WNBA just had their draft, and of course we knew Paige Buckers was going to go number 1 overall, and she joined the Dallas Wings. Her and Agumake, they're definitely going to be a backcourt to watch, a front court to watch. It's going to be interesting. The Wings are a very athletic team, and adding her, I mean, Paige is just efficient. She's an efficient passer. She's an efficient shooter. She can shoot free throws. Like, she's going to definitely add a key component for the Wings. Now, for the rest of the draft, we had the Seattle Storm selected Dominique Malagong. I'm so sorry for pronouncing her last name wrong. But she is supposed to be the female version of Victor Wembanyama. She's also from France. Tony Parker said she is an amazing athlete. I mean, she's 6'6". She has length. She can shoot the ball. She can handle the ball. She can pass the ball. And she can dunk with ease. She even said she has a hit list of WNBA players that she wants to dunk on. So I'm going to be super excited to watch her and see what she can bring to the table. Sanaya Creighton and Kiki Anefrin, they went to the Washington Mystics, and they'll be joining Leah Edwards, who's in her second season with the Washington Mystics. So that'll be a fun group to watch right there. And then the Connecticut Sun drafted Anissa Morrow and Sanaya Rivers together. They already have a lot of chemistry together. Just from the TikToks I've seen them made, you can tell that they're going to be a teammates that enjoy playing together and enjoy interacting outside of basketball. So also keep an eye on those rookies and what they can do. Now, the Chicago Sky, they went out and they drafted Haley Van Leith, reuniting her with Angel Reese. Angel Reese tweeted out as soon as that draft pick was in that, let's run it back and let's do it right this time. Haley Van Leith has nothing but good things to say about Angel. She's excited to play with her again. She said Angel knows how to bring the intensity and knows how to uplift her teammates. So I'm excited to see them back in and to see how they mesh in the WNBA, because we all know that it's tougher. It's tougher in WNBA than it is in college basketball. So let's see if they can, what they had in college, if they can expand upon that tenfold. And also, shout out to South Carolina, who had three players drafted. You have Sanaya Fagan, who will be joining the LA Sparks. Pow Pow went to the Atlanta Dream. And Bree Hall went to the Indiana Fever, where she will be connecting back with Aaliyah Boston. So I'm excited, and I pray that all of those players make the roster, because as we all know, the WNBA is cutthroat and it's hard to make rosters, no matter how talented you was in college. So I'm excited. We only a few weeks away from WNBA season, and I'm excited to see how the Las Vegas Aces look since they've added Jewel Lloyd. I'm excited to see how these rookies perform with the vets, and I'm excited to see who actually makes the teams. And so I'm really excited about that. Now, in women's college basketball, Malaysia Fuwali has officially entered the transfer portal with a do not contact. Now, I believe she will end up in either Tennessee or North Carolina State. Both teams would allow her to play her one-on-one ISO ball. If I was her, and if I was a parent, I would have told her to stay at South Carolina and develop more. I think one of the reasons why Don did not play her is if you look at her defensive highlights. She kind of is on and off, like I said last week. And then when I really studied the film, she was definitely a liability on defense consistently, especially in that championship game. But I can just hope that she will continue to get better. I wish her nothing but the best. And I'm excited to see where she goes. But like I said, I can see her going to Tennessee and reuniting with fellow South Carolinian Talaysia Cooper. I think both of them together would be really, really great. And I can also see her going to NC State where they run more of a style that she likes, that fits her. And then she can get the minutes that she wants. Yeah, I'm excited to see where she goes, and I'm excited to see what the next season holds. But as you can see, South Carolina is already back in the gym. They're getting back to work. They took that championship loss personally, and you can tell that that's a team that wants to get better and wants to continue to grow. That's all I have for you guys this week. And please join me back next week, okay? Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and please share We gotta get. I'm gonna call you guys who watch us all the time. I'm gonna call y'all the Aliens. We gotta get more Aliens in here, you know. So please make sure and follow all my social media, guys. We gotta continue to make this grow and grow and grow. And I can't wait to see you guys back here next week. Once again, I'm Kayla Ali, and this is the Ali Perspective.